the government agency that's working to merge humans and machines. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, may be best known for coming up with the first incarnation of the Internet. The sort of secretive agency sponsored the driverless car competition called the DARPA Grand Challenge and conceived the controversial Total Information Awareness Project after 9/11. Much of DARPA's recent work is about the merging of machines and humans, according to Michael Belfiore. He's author of The Department of Mad Scientists, How DARPA is Remaking Our World from the Internet to Artificial Limbs.
DARPA was created to prevent technological surprise. And it happened after the fact, after the Soviet Union launched Sputnik in 1957. The U.S. Government sort of felt it had gotten caught with its pants down, so to speak.
Is that what DARPA is still about now, or is the grand vision different?
The mission has remained the same: prevent technological surprise, and within that, try to find new technologies or develop them, discover them, and fund them that might be already in progress in some hidden corner of academia or the business world, and try to bring those technologies to a place where they can be used by the armed forces. So they've always directly served the armed forces. And it still has that same mission, but what's very interesting to me is that along the way, DARPA has ended up creating some of the technologies that we take for granted every day in the civilian world, such as the Internet. And they created the first global positioning, satellite positioning system. It wasn't GPS. It was based on an earlier technology. But they proved the concept that you could put satellites up and use their signals to locate a receiver on the ground.
If you were to sort of lasso all of the DARPA projects and try to brand that with sort of one theme.
Merging of man and machine has definitely been a theme. And we still have current projects that are along the same theme. So we have advanced prosthetic limbs, which are simply essentially robotic arms that attach to your body and interface with your brain and your muscles in such a way that you can use them seamlessly. That's the goal. We have autonomous vehicles, autonomous surgical robots, and things like this, all with a view toward getting humans and machines closer to one whole.
Does DARPA look at it that way, that we're the agency that is trying to merge people with machines, or is that just almost more coincidental than anything?
I don't think they're explicitly saying that this is what we're ultimately going to do. Usually DARPA looks at short term. What can we do in the next 3 to 4 years that would give the military a new capability? With the prosthetic limbs, for example, can we go from, you know, in the period of 4 years, can we go from the very basic electronic limbs that read muscle signals from residual muscles in the arm stump? Can we go from that all the way to somebody who can perhaps even tie their shoelace or play a piano? Can we do that in 4 years?
Michael Belfiore is author of The Department of Mad Scientists, part two of our conversation tomorrow, including a discussion of DARPA's ethical bearing. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.